But we need to get now into the conversation with Rabbi Yoel Karen that I was telling you we would have, because some very interesting developments taking place on the Temple Mount. Well, I don't want to talk to you about, Rabbi. First of all, let's talk about the arrest of two of the major players at the Temple Institute, those people who have been preparing to build the temple on the Temple Mount, Rabbi Israel Ariel and Rabbi Yehuda Glick. Both of them, Rabbi Israel Ariel, the founder of the Temple Institute, Yehuda Glick was the executive director for many years, and as I understand it, they went up onto the Temple Mount, and the accusations have been made they were praying, bowing down on the Temple Mount. They have even been arrested. What's this all about?
It's the exact same thing that we've seen year after year. And depending on the government, depending on the people in charge in the police department, you'll see the situation get a little bit better. You'll see the situation get a little bit worse. But what we're seeing here is Rabbi Ariel and Rabbi Glick, they're pushing the envelope. They don't want the status quo. They know the police have backed down a little bit, and they want to push it a little bit further. And so they're willing to go to jail every now and then. They're willing to have this happen. This isn't the first time that this happened to Rabbi Ariel, and this isn't the first time it happened to Rabbi Glick, and it definitely won't be the last time. Each time the police give an inch, they want to push for another few inches. So I think that's what we're really seeing here.
Is it something that has just basically been a arrest just momentarily, or are they going to have to serve time for? I know it seems ironic that I would even be asking the question, are they going to have to serve time for praying on the Temple Mount?
No, it won't be, because the police know that if something like this ever came to the Supreme Court, it would be struck down. And they know exactly how to answer the police when the police interrogate them. The police want to intimidate and interrogate them. They'll ban them from the Temple Mount for a certain period of time, and then they'll rescind their ban on them. It's so funny that Israel is the only country in the world that I think that banishes people from certain areas. It's the funniest thing on earth. They know how to answer. They always just say, when they're interrogated by the police, they just say, I behaved according to the law. I acted according to the law. That's what they always say. No matter what the police say to you, that's the way you answer them, because that's the truth. You acted according to the law. And when it comes into the courts cannot deny that.
Wow. You know, it's very interesting what is happening in Israel, especially with that focus on the Temple Mount there in Jerusalem. In fact, the Speaker of the Knesset himself is saying, and he had a report this week, that the problems happening on the Temple Mount, there should be a solution by next year. Now, I don't know if that's a delay tactic, or do you really believe the governmental leaders of Israel are going to do something about what's happening on the Temple Mount?
They'll try, but, I mean, listen, I know there are a lot of people in the Israeli government now, for the first time in history, that there have been a lot of people within the government, in the Knesset, that are actually trying to get something done, and they want to see a solution. Only God knows how long it will take, though.
Well, we'll have to watch this continually to see what does happen in the future as it relates to the Temple Mount. Rabbi, I sent you an article earlier this week that said it was the Jewish press in New York City that was reporting there is a Muslim leader who has a vision of Jews and Muslims building the temple on the Temple Mount itself. Talk to me about that. Did you have a chance to read the article, and what are your thoughts?
I did, and I have actually the personal knowledge of what's going on in that article and the ideas in it. When I read the article, the first thing I noticed was that the person behind this, the Muslim leaders that are saying this, aren't named. The person went out of their way not to name them. I noticed that the author had a very Turkish-sounding name. So I investigated the author, and sure enough, she's connected to a person named Harun Yahya in Turkey. He's a Turkish millionaire, billionaire, something like that. I'm not sure how much money the guy has, but he has quite a bit of money, apparently. He does some things that are very good. I think he's ultimately a person who wants to do good. He's very involved he spent millions combating the idea of evolution, Darwinian evolution, and proving that God created the earth, you know, which is a wonderful thing. And then he's got this whole deal with the Jews and the Arabs and wanting to make peace, which is also a wonderful thing, but peace can't come at any price. And he's spent a lot of money bringing Rabbi Glick that we just spoke about. He's brought him over and several different rabbis from Israel and put them up at great expense with all kosher food and personal security and everything. And these guys come on his television program, and basically they don't really know what he's doing with their words. They're speaking things that are fine for them to say, and then he will twist what they're saying and broadcast it on Turkish television, and the Muslims repeat it as, "Great Rabbi in Israel admits that Islam is the right religion."
Mm.
And so he's got some deceptive tactics that he's using, and he's trying to say that the temple can be built without destroying the mosques, which, as you and I know, is just an absolute impossibility. He believes that there's space there between the Al-Aqsa and the Dome of the Rock that gives plenty of room for the temple to be built. Well, the only problem is that's not where God said to build it. If we wanted to ignore God, what God said, we could go build it anywhere. But it's just not going to work that way. There's a reason why there's a mosque there. There's a reason why God wanted it to be a point of contention. There's a reason why that there's going to be some sort of a cataclysmic event, probably, that brings about the building of the temple. If we could build it anywhere, even if we could build it anywhere on the Temple Mount, it would have probably already been done in the late 60s, early 70s. So there's just no way that's going to happen, as good as it sounds, as tempting as it sounds. And I think these rabbis, in their purity and their naivety, are just tempted by the idea of any Muslim saying that he would agree to the idea of a temple. I think that's what we're seeing.
So you're basically saying that Dome of the Rock has to come down because of the foundation stone that's under it, and that's where the next Jewish temple has to stand.
Has to be. That's where they all were. This is the place where God has always dealt with man, and there's no changing that.
Yoel Karen, the rabbi, is a key component in our broadcasting activities because he keeps us abreast of that very sacred piece of real estate to Judaism and to the world, in essence. That's the Temple Mount, and then, of course, the next temple that will be built on that site, and the actual site it has to be built. Rabbi, great information, so informative you always are when we have a conversation. Thank you, my dear friend. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks a lot.